Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is reinstating COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., and 26 other countries in Europe. And Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration is adding one more via executive action in light of contagious variants that have recently surfaced.
And in light of the contagious variant, B1351, South Africa has been added to the restricted list.
President Biden's actions reverse an order from his predecessor's final days in office that eased travel restrictions. The president is also mandating mask wearing during interstate travel by air, rail, and bus. Today, California officials lifted regional stay-at-home orders on large population centers, citing improved coronavirus data, including on hospitalizations. Encouraging news tempered by ongoing problems with the vaccine rollout in the nation's most populous state. Here's NPR's Eric Westerveld.
Southern California, the Bay Area, and the San Joaquin Valley had all been under stay-home orders for 7 weeks. The lifting of regional closures is welcome relief to restaurants that can resume outdoor dining and businesses such as gyms, hair, and nail salons that can now reopen with modifications. But county and local officials can still maintain closures and other restrictions, as several are likely to do. Los Angeles County in particular remains in a tough spot despite a drop in new cases. Meanwhile, vaccine shortages and delegating to overwhelm county health departments have kept California near the bottom tier in per capita coronavirus vaccination. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.
NPR has learned that Senator Patrick Leahy, the president pro tempore of the U.S. Senate, will preside over former President Trump's impeachment trial next month. Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, says he has not made up his mind about whether to convict the former president for the role he played in the insurrection against Congress this month. King tells NPR his decision hinges on two factors. What did the former president know the morning he addressed a rally opposed to Congress's certification of a new president? What did Trump do to stop rioters once it was clear that they were storming the building? Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says he will not run for re-election in 2022. Details from NPR's Kelsey Snell.
Portman says he plans to retire at the end of next year when his current term expires. In a statement, Portman said the country is increasingly polarized and members of both parties are being pushed further to the extremes. He says that leaves, quote, too few people who are actively looking to find common ground. Portman has a long record of working on bipartisan legislation. The Senate has hardly begun work on this new Congress, but the political pressures of the next election are well underway. Democrats have an exceedingly narrow majority, and control of the Senate will be in the balance in 2022. Ohio is always a hotly contested state, and Portman's retirement could invite a wide field of candidates from both parties.
This is NPR. A mass shooting in Indianapolis is being called the city's worst such incident in more than a decade, with 5 people killed. For member station WFYI, Jill Sheridan reports police say a juvenile male has been arrested.
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Chief Randall Taylor says the family members were shot and killed in their home early Sunday morning. The deaths include a 19-year-old pregnant woman and 2 other teens. Officials say the killings appear to be isolated and targeted. Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett says the incident was not a simple act of gun violence.
As tragic as a simple act of gun violence is, what happened this morning was a mass murder.
A juvenile male who was also shot is expected to survive. Indianapolis, like other large cities, is dealing with record levels of violent crime. For NPR News, I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
Tens of millions of people are in the path of another major winter storm. Icy roads, heavy snowfall, in some cases more than a foot, predicted across the Midwest. Parts of Nebraska and Iowa may get their highest accumulations in at least 15 years from a single snowstorm. This has a significant impact on travel. Nebraska State Patrol troopers reportedly helped more than 24 drivers who got stuck or slid off the road this morning. The storm is also forcing some coronavirus testing sites to shut down today. The National Weather Service says a storm moving across the southwest today and tomorrow is also expected to generate snow or strong wind gusts. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 77 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.